Track 11, ABCs and a D. On the last track, we discussed claiming strengths and the 4 W's and an H question techniques to use with depressed suicidal male clients. I found a good companion technique to be Elsa's ABCs. As you know, examining self-talk, you can help a client see the root of his anger, which may be layered over the depression, and then change it. I used Elsa's rational emotive therapy technique with Jerry, a 41-year-old small business owner recently diagnosed as having a major depressive episode. Jerry felt angry about his job and about the constant nagging of his wife, Sarah. In one study, anger attacks were found to be in more than 40% of subjects with major depression. Jerry described to me how he felt when driving home from work one evening. He stated, "I feel I am a loser, like I wish I could just self-destruct. My business is failing. I dread going home to hear Sarah complain. I also hate like hell seeing my bratty kids pound each other and spill stuff." After Jerry finished ranting, for several minutes I asked him, "Do you feel those thoughts of self-destruction are contributing to your anger and depression?" I asked Jerry, "Do you want to try a different way of viewing your situation from a different perspective?" Rational emotive therapy, or RET, focuses on disputing destructive, irrational thoughts like you say yours are. I explained to Jerry that RET is based on what is called the ABCs. A is the active experience, or anger-provoking situation. B is your self-talk, or beliefs about that active experience. And C is the emotional consequences of your self-talk, or how you feel about the activating experience. Using the ABCs, Jerry and I worked through his thought process. The activating experience was that Jerry's business was failing, and his wife, Sarah, was nagging him. The belief was that he was a loser because winners had successful businesses and wives who didn't nag. The emotional consequences were that Jerry felt frustrated, depressed, and angry because of the irrational belief that he was a loser. I told Jerry, "You're missing the D of rational emotive therapy. The D stands for disputing irrational beliefs." Jerry was accepting of the concept of being aware of his self-talk. He agreed with his self-talk, even when it was self-effacing. With the concept of disputing his beliefs, Jerry and I returned to the ABCs of rational emotive therapy. However, this time we were looking at ways to dispute his beliefs. The A, or activating experience, remained the same. Jerry's business was failing, and his wife was nagging him. But instead of believing he was a loser, Jerry could take a more positive approach. His D, or disputing, sounded something like this. "Sure, my business might not be doing so well, and my marriage isn't as strong as it could be, but maybe I can switch businesses and start doing something I like instead of managing this headache of a business I have now." Jerry further stated, "Maybe I can spend more time with my family, but then I'd be neglecting my business. I just can't seem to find a balance. Wait, there I go again, with the negative beliefs that add to my depression. I can figure something out to improve my relationship with Sarah, and we can start having a better marriage." Of course, this took several sessions to get Jerry to the point of disputing his self-talk. As you know from your experience, with not only depressed male clients, but clients in general, disputing irrational beliefs doesn't come easy. When Jerry tried it, he said he fell into the old pattern of thinking negatively. However, he said that with effort, he was able to correct some of his irrational beliefs and think more positively. Just like the fishbowl technique we discussed earlier, Jerry had to become first aware of his irrational beliefs. He said he wasn't sure he could recognize when his beliefs became unreasonable. I told him to listen for phrases like, "It's terrible," or "It's awful," or "I'm worthless," or "It shouldn't be." I reminded Jerry, these phrases are a signal that you believe everybody should be perfect and that everything should go right all the time. Obviously, such lofty expectations can never be met. A good example of converting irrational beliefs into rational beliefs is found in Jerry's statement, "I can't help feeling angry. Sarah nags me all the time, so it's her fault." I told Jerry that whenever he felt that way, he needed to take responsibility for his anger. He could say, "Others can make me angry, but it is up to me to choose how intense my anger will be and how long it will last. Only I can choose what I do with my anger." As you know, this realization is a big step for angry, depressed men to take. However, it's an important step for depressed men because they can begin to interpret their emotions more accurately. Would it be beneficial for you to consider using information regarding Ellis's ABC and a D in a future session with your depressed male client? Once a client has opened himself to disputing what Ellis would call their irrational beliefs, I found the creation of an anger log most beneficial. The anger log is discussed on the next track. Question 11. What are the ABCs and a D of rational emotive therapy?